Welcome to The Kitchen Table, a show dedicated to helping you escape diet culture, gain trust with food, honor your body, and live a brighter life. Hello, hello, and welcome back to The Kitchen Table. I'm your host, Alicia Brown, and on today's episode, I want to talk about the gateway to body confidence that increases your self-esteem and helps you show up more fully in more areas of your life, being your health life, your relationships, your work life, and beyond. And I think so many today are looking for external sources of validation to feel more confident about themselves and in their bodies. We're looking for likes and follows on social media. We're looking for compliments. So many women are sharing more of themselves and more of their bodies and more promiscuous or scandalous photos on social media to see if they can get external validation from others to say, oh, you're looking so great. Nice photo. We're sharing more of ourselves. We're being more scandalous. We're comparing bodies on social media. This is all so super common. And it's because we're looking and so easily able to get that external source of validation. And we're all wanting that because we're all wanting to feel more confident. But in today's episode, I want to show you a different gateway to body confidence that doesn't rely on external sources of validation, but rather relies on your own sense of self-worth by having a healed relationship with your body. But before I get into the gateway to body confidence, I want to ask you right now, please hit subscribe on your phone. So right now, flip open Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're getting the show, hit the subscribe button. That way you won't miss an episode every Monday or Thursday here at The Kitchen Table. I have so been loving putting this podcast together for you. Everything is totally unpaid right now. I got no sponsorships. All of these episodes are just me wanting to provide what I believe is value to you, sharing the things that I know I have struggled with, things that my clients have struggled with, things that I've seen just women are struggling with in a whole in our society in regards to how we view, treat our bodies and in regards to our relationship with food as well. So any contribution that you have just by subscribing is a real gift. So thank you for that. And lastly, if you've gleaned anything from this show, please don't hesitate to screenshot and share this episode with somebody who you might think might benefit from hearing from this body confidence message. Okay, so I'm going to spill the beans just right away that the gateway to body confidence first comes through body respect. When we respect our bodies, we always feel more confident in our bodies. That is just a true statement that I've known through myself and my work with clients. Now, body respect, that might be a new conversation for you, a new thought to think about. How can I respect my body? If you're finding it hard to respect your body, we first have to come to terms with accepting our body. And if you find it hard to accept your body, you might have to practice a little bit more self-compassion for your body and how it is right now. Some people practice gratitude, other people practice self-compassion. How is your body the way that it is right now? And how can you treat that body with a bit more self-compassion? How can you offer yourself a bit more softness in regards to the relationship or thoughts or feelings that you have in regards to your body? One thing that really helps me offer self-compassion when I'm having a negative body image moment or a negative body thought, one thing that really helps me during that time where I'm facing major resistance with my body, when I'm not feeling confident at all, I'm feeling the opposite of confident, when I'm feeling insecure about my body, one thing that really helps me that might help you as well, it has helped many of my clients, is to just know that you're not alone in feeling insecure about your body sometimes. Of course, this happens to all of us. Body confidence is not just like a bing, and now I'm confident and I don't have to worry about body confidence another day in my life. No, body confidence is a journey, especially if we're going through that journey, not looking for external sources of validation. That's fleeting. That doesn't stay. That doesn't stick. When we are going through our own journey, the deeper work of actually healing our relationship with our body, that takes more time, more work, more effort, more introspection. And when we do that, first starting with self-compassion, it can help to normalize that we are not the only ones that feel insecure in our body. We are all here at the kitchen table right now because we've all felt insecure in our body. And of course we feel insecure in our bodies. We are living in a culture that says, oh, thin bodies are prettier bodies. Thin bodies are healthier bodies. Thin bodies are more attractive bodies, these smaller bodies. And so people in other body sizes are trying to force their bodies into smaller bodies in order to feel more attractive, to feel like they belong, to feel a sense of self-worth and empowerment, because we're taught that smaller bodies are healthier and grant us all of those things. Now that is a bunch of baloney. And the pursuit to get to a smaller body is not validated. There's no weight loss method. It's not, what is that? Noom? I was going to say Voom. No, it's not Noom. That's a diet. It's not keto. That's a diet. None of these are proven to actually help women lose weight and keep it off for more than 5 years. And most people gain more weight than they lose with every consecutive diet. And so we know that weight loss is not the way to body acceptance. Weight loss is not the way to body confidence, at least not in a sustainable way. Now, if you've lost weight in the past and you have been complimented by your weight loss and how you were looking then, I know how painful it can be to then have gained weight and not heard any compliments, not heard any validation. How people constantly judge you for being in a larger body after having lost the weight. You're not alone in that experience either. That's completely normal. And that has happened to 95% of people that have dieted to get to a smaller body, to then feel healthy and more accepted in all these things. So the baloney is, and not to demonize baloney, all foods are welcome, including baloney, but the hogwash, the hogwash is, the complete rubbish, the rubbish is that there's this thought that if you get to a smaller body, then you'll be more confident. The truth is that you can be confident in the body that you're in right now if you work towards going through these steps on your journey. The first is to offer yourself self-compassion by normalizing that body insecurity, completely normal. Every woman feels insecure about their body sometimes. Men do too. Absolutely. Once we offer ourselves some of that compassion, then we can learn to accept our body a little bit more. We can learn to accept our body and just say, this is my body. This is my body the way it is. There's a different ownership that comes with the acceptance piece. This is my body. This is my arm. This is my stomach. These are my legs. In a very neutral way, just owning the fact that this is mine. Owning the fact that your body is yours. And accepting the way that it is right now. This is my body. There's an acceptance that comes through that statement. Very powerful statement. Once we accept our bodies, then we can really learn how to identify our needs and meet them. And when we do that, we show our bodies respect. I'm thirsty, I need water. I'm tired, I need sleep. I'm hungry, I need food. I go to the bathroom, so I go to the bathroom. Right? Identifying our body's needs and meeting them continually is us respecting our bodies. That builds body trust. That means that our body can trust that it knows that we can meet our own needs. It's a really powerful thing that helps us both in our relationship with our bodies and our relationship with food. Once we respect our bodies continually, our self-esteem increases. We become more confident in the bodies that we have because we know we can rely on our bodies through the trust that we've built with them. And that confidence is not the fleeting kind of confidence that we get from external sources of validation. That is a confidence that is deeper and more true to us that we can come back to even during the most difficult times in our life where we are rocked from our center, where we really don't feel confident in a lot of other things in life. We can come back home to our bodies because our bodies become a safe place for us, where we can return to feeling centered and grounded in our trusted relationship with our body. And that is where your confidence shines. And that has nothing to do with your appearance. That has nothing to do with the way you look. That has nothing to do with how other people perceive you and your body. That is your own confidence and the own worth and the trust that you've built in your body, knowing that you can meet its needs, knowing that you can respect it, knowing that you accept it, knowing that you're giving your body self-compassion in ways or during times when you're feeling a bit vulnerable in it, which is so common, right? And normalizing that experience, that can all build confidence. right? So that is the gateway to body confidence. That's not fleeting in the way that's looking for external sources of validation. If you're wanting to do the deeper work of discovering what body confidence means for you, start by offering yourself today a bit more compassion. Normalize the experience of feeling insecure in your body. Everybody feels insecure in their body sometimes. That's okay. How can we accept our body the way that it is right now? Really understanding that everybody has a hard time living in their body sometimes, that can help us just accept that, yeah, this is the way that it is. This is the way that it is right now. This is the body that I have right now. That's accepting it. Then we can respect it. We can say, okay, well, what does our body need? This is our body the way it is. How can we meet its needs? The more that we meet its needs and do on a regular basis, this is how we become more confident. That is the gateway to being more confident in your body. This will also help you in your relationship with food too. Meeting your needs means meeting your needs with food. Building trust with food, using food is a great way to build more body trust. When you're hungry, eat. When you're full, what does satisfaction feel like? Are you able to honor that fullness? Are you able to feed your body again when the hunger comes up again, right? Just in the ways that you sleep, the ways that you eat, the ways that you maintain hygiene, right? And all of those things build body trust. All of those things are ways that you respect your bodies too. And by doing all of those things, inevitably, you will feel more confident in your body because you've treated your body with the respect that it deserves. That's all I have for you today. I hope this was a great episode for you. If you have any thoughts or comments to share, don't hesitate to send me a DM on Instagram. You can find me at aliciabrown.rdn on Instagram at aliciabrown.rdn. Thank you so much for being here. Have a marvelous, marvelous day. I hope you can find ways of offering yourself a bit more self-compassion today and see if that leads to more acceptance, respect, and confidence. Enjoy the rest of the day. I will see you in a bomb episode I have lined up for Thursday's episode. So enjoy the day. Take care. Talk soon.